from all peoples, tongues and nations, the Lord is calling his people out. To Abraham, he has given the promise. And in Galatians chapter 3, we have it before our eyes that the Lord from all peoples and tribes and tongues is calling out his people. You can read it in Galatians chapter 3 in a couple of verses. And if we remember that God has given the grace that we heard his word as never before, worldwide, that we can carry it. And even now, by the transmission in all the world, we can bring it so that it might be fulfilled. The gospel of the kingdom of God will be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then will the end come. When I especially saw our brothers from Romania and also Brother Löscher, when I heard them praying and when we all had difficulties to understand here and there a word, then I had to think about in how many languages these ears have heard the translations all over the world. And behold, it happens. It takes place. God is faithful. He sends his word. He calls out. And all who believe now, they will see the glory of God. As sure as Abraham believed God, and as he saw the promise fulfilled, so sure we believe now God, and we will see every promise fulfilled. Here, I have more than 10 emails which arrived this morning from France, from Norway, from Senegal, from the various countries, and to it 15 phone calls from the various countries where brothers are joined together with us and who are also hearing the transmission. For us, it's the fulfillment of that, as it was mentioned, that God has taken care for it, that his everlasting gospel in all the truth is being preached without the slightest interpretation, but God's word in the original. Before me, I have the last photo from the meeting in Brazil on the 19th of December 2008. And when we were there, together with Brother Helmut Miskis, having these great meetings, more than 3,000 people, 320 ministers from the whole country were gathered. And then I was thinking of October 1971, when Brother Frank for the first time was preaching in Sao Paulo in a little home cell meeting, bringing the divine message. More than 10,000 people are believing the message now, are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord God has given grace that many preachers who were running after various interpretations and who in part were also preaching them, that God has given the grace now that they are coming back and that they receive the word as the final authority And by this coming into the unity of the faith, firstly, the unity must be among the preachers before it can be manifested among the people. And it was like this already in the days of Moses, that God of the Spirit which was upon Moses, he laid it upon the 70. They had to be in the same spirit. Then it is written, and they were beholding God. Brothers and sisters, today it's about, and beloved brothers, you ministers of the word and preachers of the divine message, back to the word, back to the original. Only that, what we really can preach from the Holy Scripture, this shall forever be preached, so that the various directions stop, and so that we all come, that we all walk into this, in this divine direction, being brought into the harmony of the Word of God, and by this coming into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge, and together also experiencing the spiritual growth and then the completion. You all know, and this can be heard worldwide, the tasks which we have are manifold. Our task is to include the evangelistic part with the full redemption which God has given us through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the new covenant in all the connections which concern us, to show it forth and to emphasize it anew, that our Lord is the surety of the new covenant, that he shed his blood and that he redeemed his church, and doesn't remember our sins anymore. And therefore it is written that the letter of requirements is torn into pieces. The accuser of the brethren has no chance anymore. He cannot read anymore any accusation because it doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist anymore. The letter of requirements is torn into pieces, and we are free. Don't let yourself be taken into bondage anymore, but thank God for the full redemption and for the adoption as sons, which God has given us by his grace. This is the full gospel. And this we may experience by his grace. The next part is the teaching part, that the bride church worldwide is being brought into lockstep. And to this, it is necessary that some doctrinal points have to be clarified, and that God's word in every case remains true. I will just deal briefly with it. It just has to be said also very officially, that brothers who have no commission, who were not called, who were sleeping 20 years, and then someday, after the message was spread already 20 years into all the world, then they came up with a thought that they also are representatives of the message. And then they came on the scene And what did they bring? Their own interpretation of that, what Brother Branham has said. And one of the most terrible twistings which they committed is in the sermon of Brother Branham of the 17th of March 1963. And the subject is the breach of the seven church ages unto the seven seals. Here, Brother Branham made a tremendous statement, but it has to be placed biblically and divinely. Listen closely. I read from page 68 from this little German booklet. Now, you see, I'm just not making that up. That's thus saith the Lord. I'll read it to you out of this book. And with this he means the Bible. I read it from this book, the Bible. The sounding of the seventh angel's message, the mystery of God, should be finished as he has declared it by his holy prophets. Here Brother Branham refers 100%, very clearly, he refers to Revelation 10, verse 7. And to this he says then, at the end of this statement, he says, only after the seals are broke and the mystery, singular, the mystery is revealed, then the angel comes down, the messenger, with a rainbow over his head, Christ setting his foot upon the land and upon the sea. And now comes the misunderstood sentence. Now remember, at the time of this coming, literally, it has to be translated from the English. Now remember, this seventh angel is on earth. This seventh angel is on earth at the time of this coming. Namely, that angel of Revelation 10, verse 7. Namely, the seventh trumpet angel, who then in Revelation 11 sounds the seventh trumpet. Let us read it quickly, and then we will deepen ourselves in the Word of God and looking at the preparation of the church. Revelation 11, verse 15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Nothing of resurrection, nothing of changing, nothing of rapture, just very simple and clear before the commencing of the millennium of our Lord here on this earth, at the time when the seventh trumpet angel sounds, according to Revelation 11, verse 15, when he blows his trumpet, as announced in Revelation 10, verse 7. Today, I brought with me the shofar, so that all know precisely, so that all know precisely what is written in the Hebrew Bible, which I also brought with me here, what is written in Revelation 8 and 9, 10 and 11, what is written there, namely Shofar. There where in our Bible is written trumpet, you can all read it. In the Hebrew Bible, it's written Shofar, Shofar. In Revelation 10, verse 7, in chapter 9, verse 1, in chapter 9, verse 13, and then in Revelation 11, verse 15, the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, blew his shofar, and there were great voices in heaven. This shofar, this the Jews are blowing when they introduce the Sabbath. The shofar is blown there, and then all know, now it is so far. All are coming to rest, and all are preparing inwardly to keep the Sabbath. At every great feast, the shofar is blown. And I just say this with the intention that all are being helped who want to be helped. In the same way, I am aware of that no brother who claims that the Lord has come already, and this in referring to the sermon which we just read now, they refer it to Brother Branham, and they say, the seventh church angel. And this Brother Branham didn't say, but he said, thus saith the Lord. He referred it to Revelation 10, verse 7. And then he said, at the time of this coming, the seventh angel, namely the shofar angel, the trumpet angel, is on the earth. And the brothers are claiming that this statement refers to Brother Branham, and that therefore the Lord has come already in 1963. Because the seventh church angel, according to their opinion, had to be on the earth at the coming of the Lord. You don't believe how grateful I am that we have this word, that we received it by revelation from God. And you know very well how important it is. It can be just a little bit what is important. Not even a whole verse, just a single word can bring the difference. Let us take the two other places, which are also used very much. How often Brother Branham referred to Zechariah 14, verse 7, that now it has become light at the evening time. And for this, we are very grateful. With all our souls, we are grateful for it. And what kind of thought should be expressed here? At the end of the day of salvation, there should be light again. And it has become light. Generally, at evening time, it becomes dark. Not so. At the evening time, it becomes dark. But the promise, at evening time, it shall be light. It has become true. But the word in Zechariah 14 remains in the connection in which it is written. I read it to you. Zechariah 14, verse 3. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And then we read verse 6 and 7. And it shall come to pass in that day, on that day, when the Lord will put his feet upon the Mount of Olives, when the last battle is fought, when he speaks the last word, before the millennium commences, in that day, the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And then just see the connection here in the next verse, Zechariah 14, verse 8. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. Let us read another verse, verse 9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, how clear is God's word. But the mystery of the church was in the Old Testament not yet revealed. But Brother Branham, as the prophet, a man sent from God, he used these prophetic scriptures. He had to refer it to the church. He could refer it to show us what God has prepared for us in our time. But let us leave to the church what God ordained for her, and let us leave to Israel what the Lord ordained for Israel. Please, let us leave everything there where it belongs. Now, just be honest. Don't you think now on Revelation 11 from verse 15, the Lord, the Almighty, has come to rule, to reign, and here we read, the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord. There one will not speak anymore of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but then the Lord will be the one. Because then the whole plan of salvation of our God has come to its completion with the church and with the people of Israel. And then God will be all in all, as Paul has written it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Brothers and sisters, if God gives us the grace and if he leads us, takes us into the Holy of Holies, and then we by grace we can see the Old and New Testament, the ministry of Brother Branham. We can place it biblically, because God has used him to especially put the word of prophecy upon the lampstand. Now, just be honest. We all can read. Every preacher on the earth can read from 2 Peter chapter 1. We have a more sure word of prophecy which we have, which shines as a bright light in a dark place. But when does it shine? When it is revealed to us by God, by the Holy Spirit, only then it can shine. It shines as a bright light in a dark place. And so it has become light at evening time. And we thank God with all our hearts for it. Just take another scripture. In the Old Testament, in the prophet Malachi, God promised, "Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes." And what does Peter make on the day of Pentecost? Out of the terrible day, he makes the glorious day. And there somebody could come and say, "My goodness, how is this possible? Has he now changed the word of God?" No! And I say it once again. Let us read the scripture from the book of Acts, chapter 2. Where it is spoken of, Acts 2:20, "The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and glorious day of the Lord come." Now what now? Very simple. Also here one has to say, the mystery with the church was not yet revealed to the prophets in the Old Testament. And therefore Paul writes to the Ephesians, what was not revealed in the olden times, this God revealed unto his servants and prophets. For the church, it will be the glorious day. The nicest day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. For all the others, it will be the terrible day, the day of wrath. But for the church, it is the glorious day. And so, we could go from scripture to scripture, from the Old to the New Testament, and from the New to the Old. And time and again, showing the harmony, seeing here it is thought for the church, and here it is for Israel. Just placing it biblically. And that's what's all about now. In the same way, in Luke 17, verse 30, here, time and again, it is being referred to. Luke 17, in verse 30, it says, "Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." And to this scripture, Brother Brennan referred many times, as he referred also to Zechariah 14, verse 7, that the Son of Man has revealed himself. Really, brothers and sisters, the same pillar of fire, the same supernatural light, as it was with Moses, was of course with Brother Branham. And we also experienced it and saw it. But the exact connection, which is being shown forth in the word here, from verse 34, remains. "I tell you, in that night there shall be two people in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left." Then the result at the end is shown to us, that not only the Son of Man has revealed himself, but that the people who believed the divine message were prepared. And if the time comes then, that two will lay on one bed, the one believed and the other one unbeliever. The one is being received and the other one remains behind. But until this day, both are still in the same bed, unbeliever and believer. And therefore, nobody can say that the Lord has come already. or that this scripture might be fulfilled already. Do you see how important it is to remain sober? The Holy Spirit is totally sober, and every biblical doctrine doesn't rebel against a sound mind. And if God opens our understanding for it, Brother Kupfer, he told me yesterday and today, he told it to me already, it is about that God opens our understanding for the scripture. Because this, he of course said in Matthew 13, at the end, when he spoke about the seven parables, he was asking, did you understand all this? Did you understand all this? And the disciples said, yes, Lord. And then we read that the Lord opened unto them the understanding for the scripture. Luke chapter 24. The same is today. We may answer with yes, and we see it by the Holy Spirit in all the details, as it is written in the Old and New Testament. The wonderful thing is that between the Word of God and between the message, there is not a single discrepancy. If everything has been placed biblically, not so, brothers, then there's not a single discrepancy. The problem is always there that brothers are taking quotations out of context and then making up and then bringing their own opinion as the message or as revelation. We are just very grateful to God, and with all our souls we are grateful for this everlasting Word of God, which has been left to us by His grace. Now, coming back to last night, let me read from Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. And then we may not forget to come back to our preparation, because that's what's all about today. Not about our knowledge, not to know everything better. No. It is about that we are brought into conformity with God and His Word, and experiencing our real preparation. Here in Revelation chapter 4, we read from verse 2, and immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Never in the Old or New Testament, never somebody saw two or three sitting on the throne, but one, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald, and round about the throne were 24 elders, and upon the seats I saw, and so forth. You can read on. The throne surrounded, or the one who sat on the throne was surrounded by a rainbow. What do you think now? On the second part of Malachi 3 verse 1, and to his angel and to his temple the Lord will come. The angel of the covenant comes to his temple. And then we read in Revelation chapter 11 that the temple is being measured. And then we read, as we said, from verse 15, what then happened. I tell you once again, if we take all these wonderful scriptures, which speak of the same subject, but which are really scattered in the Holy Scripture, they are so scattered, that only by the Holy Spirit they can be found, and they can be placed in the right way, placed in the right place and connection. This God ordained this way, so that nobody can sit upon the seat of Moses and thinking that he has to say something. Only the Lord God. And if you then go to Revelation chapter 10, verse 1, let us read Revelation 10, verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. The same description in the Old and in the New Testament. Let us read from Exodus chapter 3, so that we get a little insight into that, what is being meant with the angel of the covenant. Exodus, here we read from chapter 3. Exodus, chapter 3, from verse 2. Exodus 3, from verse 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire. Please remember, take note, notice, the angel of the Lord in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And then it comes very natural, as we all would react it in verse 3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And now it is no more the angel of the Lord, now it is the Lord. And then not the Lord anymore, but God. Verse 4, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. Doesn't matter whether angel of the Lord, whether as Lord or whether God. It's always one and the same God who reveals himself. The word angel means in our language messenger. Every time when the Lord God wanted to proclaim something, to say something, then he is called the angel of the Lord. When he commands, then he is the Lord. When he receives adoration, then he is God, to whom belongs all the praise and all the glory. And always, always one and the same, yesterday, today, and forever. In verse 6 we read, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face. For he was afraid to look upon God. As the angel of the covenant manifested, speaking with Moses, and yet it was God the Lord himself who spoke. In Genesis 22, we read in verse 15, Genesis 22, verse 15, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. And he said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord. For because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. The angel of the Lord, the visible appearance of the invisible God in the shape of the angel of the covenant. In Exodus 13, we read, Exodus 13, here we have the description that the Lord, in the pillar of fire and of cloud, was walking with Moses and with the children of Israel. Exodus 13, verse 21 and 22. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. Is this not wonderful? The Lord, the Almighty God, went with them in the pillar of fire with his covenant people Israel. He was walking before them to show them and to illuminate them the way, and by night to also show them the way, so that they never have to walk in darkness. And in verse 22, he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, from before the people. God is faithful. The people of Israel, sometimes they were unfaithful, but God remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. And you see, also in Israel, the disobedience let them walk difficult ways. But as Paul writes in Romans chapter 11, the elect part has obtained it. The same way it will be in our time with Israel and with the church. The election, the elect part, those who were chosen before the foundation of the world, who were written in the book, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now listen to the difference. In Revelation 20, it only speaks of the book of life, not of the book of the slaughtered lamb. Also this we have to take heed to, we have to take note of. In the first resurrection, at the rapture, at the wedding supper, will only them participate whose names were written before the foundation of the world into the book of the Lamb which was slaughtered before the foundation of the world. At the final judgment, the last judgment, when all the believers have received eternal life, and when they go into eternal life, into glory, to us it is about today that we are prepared for the return of Jesus Christ. To belong to this firstborn. One question now. Who of you wants to receive after the 1,000 years at the last judgment? Or do we all want now? Do we all want now to agree with God and His word now? That's what's all about. And this is the difference between the wise and the foolish virgins. The wise virgins, and this we emphasized here briefly before, are as Mary. They really don't know of any man. They only know about the word of promise. They receive it, and the Holy Spirit comes upon them. The foolish virgins, they believe today this, tomorrow that. Today they follow this man, tomorrow they follow that man. I know it the best. I know how to judge this. One goes from country to country, from city to city. And then in a small city, there are 4 or 5 or 6 groups which all refer to the messenger and to the message. And all kinds of things they are teaching and drawing disciples after themselves. Then we have to just say it sincerely and uprightly, as Paul has said it in 1 Timothy chapter 4. He wrote it very clearly, namely, that many went out who were not called and who were not sent, but nevertheless they went. Let us read it in 1 Timothy in chapter 4. A very serious word. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. They will depart from the faith, are coming under the influence of the evil one, and are presenting doctrines which are under the influence of the evil one. And then it says in verse 6, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of sound and good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Brother Müller, Brother Graf, brothers, who you are preaching the word, we, by the grace of God, we nourished up, we received the word of God as our spiritual food, and in connection with a sound and good doctrine, which we took as our rule, our measuring rod. There is a rule, a measuring rod, which we have to take. And this Paul emphasized here, but in the same way he said that the time will come in 2 Timothy chapter 4, just to read it briefly. Paul emphasized the end time and of what would happen before the return of Christ. And therefore, it says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, from verse 1, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead, at his appearing and at his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season and out of season. Verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Let us say it very clearly. It hurts us very much that in all churches and in all denominations, what kind of interpretations are being spread and made over the Holy Scripture and are being taught. But the damage are not the big churches are doing to us. Not the big churches. The damage are causing the enemy by creeping into the circles of the true believers and then presenting unbiblical doctrines and are taking people into bondage which never can loosen themselves. And therefore, we have to feel sorry for them. When Satan takes power over a man, namely over such who before that have heard the truth, but they didn't believe the truth, and then they opened themselves unto the seducing spirits. Then comes up a damage which humanly cannot be repaired anymore. Out of this bondage, only the Lord God can deliver. And firstly, at first, one should hear the truth to be liberated from the lie. Only the truth makes free. Lie takes you to bondage. Lies make fanatics. The truth makes free and makes pleasant children of God. The truth creates pleasant children of God. Jesus, our Lord, spoke it out clearly in John chapter 4. Verse 32-38, my food is that I do the will of him who sent me. The word which God has given us as the spiritual food and revealed it to us leads us that we now are doing the will of God. And I tell you, it's not difficult at all. It's not difficult at all. You are in the will of God. Perhaps you didn't even notice it and understand it properly. We are now in the will of God. Be honest now. Can we do more than what God requires of us? That we return unto him? That we believe, as the scripture says, for instance, about the Godhead, that we really only believe in one single, true, living, eternal God, and that this one God revealed himself in heaven as our Father, on the earth, in his only begotten Son, in us, through the Holy Spirit. One God, who is all in all, who works everything in all, and who brings us into conformity with himself and his word. The same as we mentioned it last night from Ephesians chapter 4, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, And then we always have to go back to the Word. Namely, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. Nobody can say that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Yahweh of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New Testament. The great I Am, God revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord, who could say, he who sees me sees the Father. One Lord, one faith. Judah, the epistle of Judah, the one chapter, verse 3, contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. In the Roman Church, the saints are the people who are dead, who are beatified and sanctified after death. In the Church of Jesus Christ, the saints are those who are living now. Those who are living now, who by the word of truth were sanctified. And brothers and sisters, believe it with all your heart. God has sanctified us in the word of truth. As sure as it is written, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. As sure we were sanctified by God through the word of truth, which was revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. And so sure we, by the blood of the Lamb, once for all were purchased and were saved. A second sacrifice is no more necessary, completed, perfected in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer. And then one baptism. The baptism, as it is described to us in the book of Acts and in Romans chapter 6 and in other places. Let us read only the one scripture. All these scriptures are well known to us. Acts chapter 19. And here it is verse 5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Let us read Romans 6. Here it is also written, Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? One Lord, Jesus Christ, one faith in the living God who has revealed himself to us in Jesus Christ, one baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God leads us by his grace back to the beginning. Now just the verses from Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4, here we have Paul, the apostle, and believe me, to him the church was upon his heart. He didn't serve himself, but he served the Lord and the church. Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Can we say amen to this? That we are really ready of the high calling to walk worthy of it, which was spoken to us. Verse 2. with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Let it be given to us by God. Meekness, patience. And where do we need it the most? To deal with one another in a proper way. Let us read this verse once again, and then I will ask who of you wants it be given to from God, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing with one another in love. Who wants it? Say amen.
Amen.
Forbearing one another in love. Although a brother is not so far as you or a sister, please, forbearing one another in love. God is never too late. And then, in verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This is also very important. Who wants to contribute to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit, which God, under the blood of the Lamb, has given us in the Word of God by His grace? The unity of the Spirit, to keep it by the bond of peace. Just say amen. All of us who are here today and worldwide, we are ready to walk forward unto perfection. And if we see some kind of lack in another one, then remember, firstly, take the tree out of your own eye before you take the splinter out of the eye of your brother. Then really with a divine patience to pray for one another. Then, verse 4 and 5 and 6, one body, one Lord, the Church of Jesus Christ, He the head and we the members, He the light and we the, as the song goes, one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. There's only one calling, one election, which has come upon all of us. Let us forbearing one another in love. Let us pray for one another. And let us keep the unity of the Spirit. And then it says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. May the Lord God give it to all of us. That also this weekend could have contributed to it, brothers and sisters. Now, I look to my left and to my right. May this weekend have served in all of us, so that we come closer to the Lord, that we, Him and His Word, and His plan of salvation, that we would have understood His plan better, and that we really together could walk forward. The bond of love keeps us in doctrine and in the faith, agreeing with God and His Word. Not a single strange doctrine to receive it. Not a strange one. Just proof in doctrine The Word of God is the absolute truth. And as we said, as we have seen, when we take the Old and the New Testament, the Word of prophecy, the Gospels and the Epistles, if we take them all together, what kind of harmony? Let us be honest. Since the going home of Brother Branham, God has given us the grace to deepen us in the Word. And I tell you how it was with me. When I, 1959, when I started, end of 1958 actually, when I started to hear the sermons of Brother Branham, do you know what went on in me? In me was only one desire, the Holy Scripture, to read it once again. In every sermon with what Brother Branham preached, also now at my last journey, I listened to 8 sermons. I have this little device with me always, and time and again, it thrills me to read the Bible, to deepen myself in the Word of God, to find myself in it. And all of us, we have to find ourselves in the Word again. The bride church has to be brought back into lockstep, into conformity with God and His Word. Keep the Word of life, Paul writes, for my glory unto the day of Jesus Christ. Shall we read it so that you know that it is written like this in Philippians? Philippians chapter 1. Here Paul, once again, he described the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1, verse 9 and 10. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Who wants it? Amen. This we all want. And to this may God give us, may He help us, so that also this weekend and the word observation might have brought us closer to God, giving understanding for one another, praying for one another, keeping that the bond of love keeps us, and so that we walk forward together in faith and obedience. Remember, God made a new covenant with us. The blood of the new covenant was shed on the cross of Calvary. And at time and again, I like to say it, so that it remains true forever. The blood, of course, didn't vanish in the sand. No. Our Lord, as the high priest, He went with His own blood into the Holy of Holies, and He laid it upon the mercy seat. And it speaks for you. It speaks for me. The blood of the Lamb cleanses us. Let us stand up. Let us pray together. And we sing, the blood of the Lamb cleanses. who wants, as it is written, I will make a new covenant and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit, and I will put my words, everything what is written in the law, everything what I require of you, this I will write in your heart. Who wants a new heart? Who wants to receive the Holy Spirit? Who leads us into all truth? Who likes the power of the Holy Spirit? Who wants it to live out the word? Because that's how our Lord said it. Wait in Jerusalem until ye are endued with the power from on high, the promise of the Father. This power we need, it is the power of the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, once again, I ask, who likes the new heart? Who wants the Holy Spirit? So that we can live out the word of God and so that we can become a living testimony and so that the Lord can have His way with His church by His grace. Just be blessed. All of you, from all over Europe, all over the world, in British Columbia, in Edmonton, in Montreal, wherever it might be, in South and Central Africa, at the end of the world, in New Zealand, in Russia, all over the earth, in Nepal, who are also tuned in, be blessed. Be ready to stand before Him, to see His glory. My will belongs to my God. May it be our decision today. Let us remain sober in all things and walking forward in faith. Once again the question, who of you want to be part of the first resurrection? Who of you want to be changed? How many want to be raptured? Partaking of the wedding supper of the Lamb. Dear brothers and sisters, I have the good news which I can pass on to you now. All who believe now what God promised and what the Spirit says unto the churches and those who are taught by God and who are led into all the truth with them, that means with us, who we are now living and who we are now believing, the Lord will complete His work unto the glorious day of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we are hearing now the last message. We are hearing of the calling out from all the corrections so that we might be delivered from all what is not in conformity with God and His Word, that we are loosened from it and redeemed from it, to be sanctified in the Word of truth. Because without sanctification, nobody shall see the Lord. And so, may our body be consecrated unto God as a temple of the Holy Spirit. And may each one of us contribute to it, to be a member on this body. And to be submissive to the head. Not one member has to say so over the other member. No, the head decides over all the body, over every member. And so may God, by one Spirit, may He baptize us into one body. And then we have the common request. Although I have the impression that mostly it has found fulfillment already, namely that the Lord opens our understanding for the Scripture, for the Holy Scripture, that He might open it unto us by His grace, giving us the access into the Holy of Holies, so that we see the Ark of the Covenant open and the revealed Word receiving it in us. And God watches over His Word. And if we receive His Word, then He watches over us. And He will take care of that everything what He promised and what we believe will find fulfillment. Do you want to receive it? Then just say Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And again, Amen. Let us now raise together our voices. Doesn't have to be very loud, but nevertheless, let us now together raise our voices in all peoples, in all languages which are present now. We want to give thanks unto God in Jesus' holy name. Dear Lord, pray all. Dear Lord, I thank you with all my heart for the insight into your word, into your plan of salvation, into the most deep thoughts of the plan of salvation. Oh, great God, never before your word was revealed in all the details. And you have opened unto us the understanding for it. We are thanking you together for it. In all languages, in all peoples, the praise and thanks be given unto you. Dear Lord, bless the whole bright church all over the earth. Call out, reveal thyself, save, heal, deliver, bless beyond what we can ask and beyond what we can understand. Lord, Almighty God, you are in our midst. We are thanking you for it. And you are confirming your word in all of us. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, our God, and all the lands are full of His glory. Bless all over Europe. Bless in all peoples, tongues, and nations. To you, the Almighty God, to the Almighty God, we say thanks.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let us sing once again, all things new, all things new. And because the Lamb has opened the seals and has led us also there into all the truth. Therefore, let us once again sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Also at this weekend, his truth is with us, was marching on with us. You may be seated for a while. I didn't give you a big report about my last missionary trip, but I'm very grateful to God for that, what he has done, especially in Sri Lanka, in Colombo, and the surroundings. Really, from various denominations, people have come from Pentecostal churches, from Baptist churches, even from the Roman Catholic Church, even from the Buddhism. For the listeners, it was just something very powerful. And the brethren, they of course had the possibility to announce the meetings over radio. And so that we had quite a large number who have come. Even a Buddhist teacher was so touched that he came to me and he said, I want to be baptized. But I just baptized four brothers so that they can baptize then others. God has really given much grace. What gave me a bit of problems were the night flights and the time differences, so that I returned a bit exhausted. But God always gives new strength, and to him be the thanks for it. Then especially also in Nepal, I was very grateful when the main sermon was recorded by people who were paid. It was recorded so that in the all of the country the copies can be made and can be distributed. So we are just grateful to God that his word is reaching the ends of the earth. And especially when we were together with Brother Lukram, when we were flying from Kathmandu to the Buddha city, there came the announcement, now Mount Everest is on your right side. We passed it by flying, and we just carried the word of the Lord also within that country. And we are grateful for all the open hearts, for all the open doors. We are also grateful for the TV broadcast in the Russian language. Now just think of it. We are sending the sermons, we are sending them the English languages there. And the station translates the sermons from the English language into the Russian language. And all over, wherever there are Russian-speaking people, be it in Germany, be it in Turkey or in Greece, or in the Russian-speaking country, all over the sermons can be heard. And then we have also the TV broadcasts in New Zealand, in Australia, in Canada, in the USA. And we're just so grateful that we in every way, we can carry the word of our God. And to you, who you are supporting us in it, we wish you God's richest blessing. The times are getting really bad now, and it will not get better on the earth anymore. The unrighteousness will take over. Many will be desperate, and the love shall grow cold in many. But also this belongs to the course of the end time. Let us not murmur, but let us just find out the closer the return of Jesus Christ our Lord has come. And now we wish all our brethren from the Czech Republic, from Italy, from Romania, from Slovakia, Austria, Switzerland, from Belgium, the Netherlands, from all over, we wish them all, with all our hearts, God's richest blessings. And in particular, our friends in South America, the bride of Jesus Christ is joined more closely with the Lord and with one another. Do you also feel it? Today, we have also our Swiss friends here. God bless our brother Beat and his house. Just all. We are happy. We rejoice with all. Not so, Brother Zink. We are happy with all. Here is Brother Zink, one of the first who heard me in the city of Winterthur in 1966. And from the first day on, from the first hour on, he received the word of the Lord. Please stand up, Brother Zink. He turns 90 very soon, but it doesn't matter. Here is a sister. She will turn 100 very soon. Just stand up, sister. In a couple of days, she will turn 100 years old. God bless you. Yes, the Lord carries up into the old age. The Lord carries you up into the old age. Blessed and praised. Brother Gilbert, God bless you. Brother Tati, God bless all of you. All our brothers who are participating in the work of the Lord. Just 20 past 9, we have seen a TV broadcast in Abidjan. I preach in the English language, and Brother Tati translates very tremendously into the French language, and all are hearing in all of the country. They can listen. God bless Brother Tati, who is blessed, the translator. All our translators, God bless them all. They are all blessed, and for this we are grateful to God. Thank you that you have come. Thank you that the fathers and the mothers were taking care of their children. And I thank you that God is leading it in such a way that we can come together. Now just be honest. Could I bring the divine message into all the world from this place if you would not be here? Could I present a building with empty chairs? Yeah. And if Brother and Sister Kupfer, every last weekend they travel to Zurich, every first weekend they travel to Krefeld. Just think of it. And our brother is also in the advanced age. He's getting very soon 90. and he drives and drives. Yes, to him, God's word means everything. And it means everything to you and me. We are not coming here, of course, to hear a man, but it's just necessary that God's people, all who made a covenant with God and who confirmed that God made this covenant with us, that we as the covenant people are coming together so that all the world sees God gathers his people from all peoples, tongues, and nations. Now, the last announcement, which also is upon my heart, in view to our beloved country, nation Israel. Take it seriously. May the children think about whether they could pay the trip for their parents, and may the parents think about whether they can help the children to pay the trip. We can also tell one another the love in such a way. It would be nice if we could get the number full. Think of it and let it be known to us. Maybe to our sister Krista, down in the dispatch, so that she can write down the names of them who want to travel with us. And whoever speaks French, we have here Brother Thomas, and some who speak French, you will not come too short. We will do our best, be it English, be it French. We will do everything possible so that all can come to their right. Yes. Now, once again, Brother Graf, God bless you in Switzerland. Brother Müller, God bless you in Austria. I always forget the name. Brother Daniel, of course. Brother Daniel, bless you in Romania, all over Africa, in all the countries of Europe. The Lord God bless us all and be with us all. We stand up for the closing prayer, and Brother Schmidt will pray together with us. Great God, we say thanks unto you with all our hearts for the grace and faithfulness which you time and again are giving us. Also this day, Lord, was foreordained by you, ordained to hear your word. So we ask you, Lord, give grace that covenant which you have offered unto us, we ask you, give us grace that we receive it, that we believe you, that we believe your word, Lord. You are the one who has sent your word to make us well. We praise you for it. Give grace that we on body, soul, and spirit are healthy through your word which you are sending. Thank you for all who have come. Thank you for all who are listening, who are tuned in. Thank you that you are doing all things according to your will. So we ask you once again, God of heaven, give us all the grace in our families, in our houses, in the surroundings, to shine as a light. And in particular, my God, we lay before you our children and our children's children. My God, you know they are in a world full of deception. Lord of heaven, guide them, lead them so that they are sincere and upright to you and your word. Please do it from the riches of your grace. To you be the thanks for it. Amen. Let us sing, this is the day, this is the day. Oh, Praise and thanks be unto the Lord for his grace, for his faithfulness. As we said, we thank God, and Brother Frank said that in the Russian language it is being broadcasted. But sadly, or some brothers and sisters, they were asking me, because they can't tune in this station, whether the times changed, we don't know. But Brother Fitzek told me today, the times have remained, so it is about the tuning in. May God bless you all. And our sister Ludmilla, we give her greetings to Esk. Thank you. The Lord will call all who are ordained for it. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. God willing, and I get the visa, there's Pakistan planned for February in four cities, in Karachi, Lahore, Rawalpindi, and Islamabad. Remember me in your prayers. And once again, the grace of the Lord be with you until the next time. Just go happily from here. God bless you all. Amen.